the road since the end of January, and I think we're really ready to be back out in the thick of it. And I can't think of a better place to be than D.C., which is kind of like a musical hometown for me, and to be right in the thick of that, because that's where we are, right here. We're here. I love this place. Thanks for coming down, and welcome to the Wrecking Ball again.
Oh,
started out kind of grim on his New Year's, but anyway, he left this letter to the newspaper. So this is Townsend's name. Your breath's as hard as kerosene. Aren't your moves wondering what it seems? She began to cry when we said goodbye and sank into a dream. Thank you. right, that's the spirit. This next song I'm going to do is very special to me. It sort of denotes the beginning for my music and everything, but it's now, not by me, but it's now a Gatorade commercial. So I refuse to let that spoil it for me, even though it sounds like these people are wearing, you know, tire chains and beating each other up. because you know, there's trying to, you know, trying to express pain. Well, see, I think the best way to express pain is with restraint. So we're going to try to do a restrained version of the song. Not beat you over the head with the message. Love hurts. Love hurts. Carter Stanley. Thank you. we're going to get back to a couple of songs off the latest release. And I wish I knew what this next song was about, but it just makes me feel good. And it's written by Anna McGarrigle of the McGarrigle Sisters. It's one of my favorite acts of all time. And, goes something like this. It's going back to Harlan, not Harlem, but you know, you can fill in your own blanks.
Played with the first love.
t-shirts. On vocals, on percussion, and bass pedals that he's playing with his feet that are clad in just the greatest shoes in the world. This is Daryl Johnson. And over here on the drums, gentleman who, as far as we know, we're having it researched, but we think that he's the first musician to play on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry wearing a nose ring. So, Brady Razorblade. And of course, over here, I introduced you before, but he deserves another introduction on vocals and a variety of instruments, the one and only Mr. Buddy Miller. Yeah, we do. It's just so great to see that we actually have t-shirts, so we must be a band. It's only taken us a year to get t-shirts. But I've really been fortunate to work with great, great musicians and also to know a lot of great musicians. And, you know, Washington, D.C. is a real hotbed of talent. We might not be Los Angeles and New York and Nashville and all that stuff, but some great music has come out of this town. And a group that some of you might remember, and they're still together, is the Country Gentlemen. This next song that I'm going to do, I actually learned off a Country Gentlemen record. Now, it did not have one of the founding members in the band at the time. He had gone on to be in a group called The Seldom Seen. And bear with me here. He was really one of the truly extraordinary voices of our time, and unfortunately he died back in December. And of a heart attack at the age of 62, but there'll never be another voice like his. When people talk about the three tenors, I don't know what they're talking about. I think they're talking about Bill Monroe, Ira Lubin, and John Duffy. So, this song I want to send out with love and thankfulness for the voice of John Duffy. Those lives were mine to love and cherish, to guard and guide along life's way. Oh God, forbid that one should perish, that one at last should go astray. Back in the years with all together, around the place we romp and play. So lonely now, I oftentimes wonder, oh, will they come back, oh, someday? I'm lonesome for my precious children. They live so far to thank you. You folks are great, I tell you. I love it. I love my job. This next song first came out in the 60s, and it sort of represented the best of that decade when we were all full of hope and belief in the good of the world, and before a lot of us, myself including, later on got a bit cynical about the whole business. And it's a song about heroes, but I think the song is remains valid as long as we keep finding heroes in our current life, and I'm real honored to have one of those people here tonight. He's the founder of the Vietnam Veterans of America Foundation, and he's currently spearheading a campaign to try to get an international ban on interpersonal landmines. He spent his whole life trying to make the world a better place, and so I want to send this song out for Bobby Muller, and I hope I remember all the chords of Bobby. Has anybody here seen our old friend Abraham? Can you tell me where he's gone? Bring a lot of people, but it seemed a good die young. I just looked around and he's gone. Tell me where the day. Support on this record, by the way. It's, actually, yeah, I'm going to do more than, I'm going to do three. This is a song, I think this is one of the saddest and most beautiful songs ever written, and it's written by a friend of mine, a wonderful artist that, he's done a lot to try to destroy himself, but he's back stronger than ever, and I think he's going to be with us a while. His name is Steve Earle.
Thank you.
Bob Dylan. There's no such thing as a little bit of Dylan noise.
Thank you.
Thank you. You have just been so fantastic. I think we'll finish the rest of the tour. It's our first date. Wasn't a blind date.
Thank you.
to D.C. Carol Johnson, Buddy Miller, Jeremy Blake. We are Spy Boy. By going off stage because I really wanted to come back and play one more. We're getting on the bus tonight and going up to Lenox, Massachusetts. Otherwise, we would stay all night. But, we do have a. I want to do a go back to an old one and got a lot of. Got family here and feedback and friends. So a friend here in particular used to come to see me at places like the Child Herald and the Assembly and Mr. Henry's. She's here tonight, Gail Griffith. And I want to send this. This song is from that era, and I want to send this out to her. I don't want to hear a love song. Jeff, whose brother had me talk for me. Hello. Oh, Jeff. Okay, well, I didn't forget about you. A little conversation at the National Guard Armory last night. All right. the 9:30 Club.
Thank you so much.